Charnes Nickel clocks that, finds him, commits himself to the line, then passes to find Hodgson. Set play for White and cut out pass. Bailey Simonson will score the first try of the game. And if you predicted that, you are a genius. Only in because Joey Leilua has the eye problem. He backs his way in, and with 3 minutes and 15 seconds gone, Bailey Simonson has the first try.
Yeah, Bailey Simonson on the line for us. Late call up off the bench last week, and it was such an exciting finish. But first of all, Bailey, I want to talk to you about the Mal Meninga medal, the Knight of Knights in Canberra for the Raiders, the Canberra Raiders Player of the Year Award. Who do you think's the favourite from your point of view? Is it Josh Papali?
Yeah, look, exciting night ahead at the Mal Meninga. I think, the favourite. I think there'd be a few boys in contention. I'd say Big Papa's up there, along with sort of Charnes and maybe sort of John Bateman and Jack White's had a great season too. So it'll be interesting to see who takes the award out, but a lot of deserving candidates there.
Yeah, it gives you an idea of how well the club's going when you've got plenty of candidates. Now, let's go back to last week. The team runs out, you go to sit on the bench. And what happened next? All hell broke loose. Well, tell us from your perspective what happened.
Yeah, crazy. So we ran out to start the game, and I was just assuming that I'd take my spot on the bench to start with, and came back from having a little warm-up down the sideline and saw BJ with the trainers. I thought initially he was just getting a drink of water, and then a drink of water. So and then I saw a firework had gone off and got something in his eye, so he wasn't able to start, obviously. And then ended up starting, jumped on just at right centre to start off with, and then shuffled over to the wing and ended up playing out the full game, which was a surprise to me, but it was really exciting. And definitely a crazy start, but it was all good.
No, you handled yourself beautifully, mate. And looking at your role, being picked on the bench and as an outside back, did you have any idea what role you were going to play on Saturday night, Bailey, before that actually happened?
Yeah, the stick sort of just speaks to me before the game and just says that he'll get a message down just before he wants to take me on, and whether that's through the middle, just sort of trying to spark some energy late in the game, or whether that's a sub through injury or whatever. Look, it's probably more just a role where I'd probably just try and come on and bring a bit of energy and leg speed through the middle of the ruck because there's sort of some tiring boys out there. But I haven't actually, both times I've been named on the bench, there's been something's happened and I've had to go onto the wing, so I haven't really played that role as such. But I'm not too sure in terms of when I was going to get on, but I think there'd be something like that if I was to go on.
Now, give us an inside look at what makes this team so special. We're sitting back and watching it from the outside and how spirited you all are, how great you are defending your own trial line. But internally, what's making this team so special? What's been building over a number of months?
Yeah, I think it's just a really great culture at the club at the moment. There's a real tight group of boys who just turn up and work hard for each other every day and give 100% to each other. We've got a great group of coaches too who really from the start of pre-season instilled a strong work ethic and belief in the group of boys. And I think just week by week we've just built on that and just worked hard for each other, and we've managed to put ourselves in a good position, and we've got a pretty good opportunity in front of us. So definitely exciting times, but nothing's really been achieved yet in terms of winning the comp or anything. So it's a lot of hard work to go before I think we sit back and really reflect on a great season.
Yeah, now I played against your dad, Paul, back in the day when he was at North Sydney Bears. How's your family? Yeah. How excited are they about your progress this year and how well the Raiders are going?
Yeah, I think they're just, they're like any parents, I guess, just proud parents to come and watch, be able to come watch me sort of live out my dream and playing footy. And they're pretty quiet. They don't really say too much. They're pretty laid back, but they're definitely proud and they're always there watching. They've got their Raiders hats on and they're loving every moment. So it's been really exciting for the family to be able to sort of be on the journey with me too.
Yeah, we're talking to Raiders outside back, fill-in extraordinaire Bailey Simonson on Sports Day. What was your goal at the start of the season, Bailey? What were you aiming to achieve?
Yeah, so the start of the season, I remember coming over from, I was playing Union, I remember coming over to the Raiders and sitting down with the coaches at the start of the year just to set out some goals. And my first goal was to just get some time in the New South Wales Cup, which was sort of my first goal. And then maybe if I had done that to play just one game of NRL would have been my big goal. But I was fortunate enough from round one to get a start with obviously Rapper with his shoulder injury. I got a chance there to play, and it was definitely a surprise to me, but I was really grateful for that. And from there, I've managed to play a few more games, which has been really exciting, and it's definitely it's definitely been a whole lot more than I expected to achieve in my first year. But it's been really exciting. I haven't really had, I guess, too much time to sort of sit down and reflect on it yet. But it's definitely been a lot more than I expected, but a great time at a real exciting time too.
Now, part of the All Black Sevens side, Bailey, but what made you change codes? Because part of such a great organisation like that, to come across to a completely different code, what made you make the change?
Yeah, growing up playing rugby league and rugby union as a kid, I always loved playing league. And I was just really keen to sort of test my head and try and have a crack at the NRL. So to be able to achieve that this year has been great. In terms of making a change, it was just, I just really wanted to have a crack at the NRL. And I spoke with my manager and asked if there was any opportunities out there, and he came back to me that there was an opportunity to come train at the Raiders in the preseason, and I took that up with both hands and sort of just went from there.
Now, it's always good to get the week off leading into a grand final qualifier, just to be able to rest the body, especially the older players, Bailey. What's the week off, the weekend off? What's it planned like at the moment for all the players?
Yeah, we're just back today at training, so we just come in for a recovery day, and then we'll hit the ground running tomorrow on the field. Not much will change in terms of training load. It's just obviously having the opportunity to rest the bodies and not have an 80-minute game on the weekend is huge. As you said, for a lot of the boys that have played a lot of minutes this year, it's going to be a real good chance for them to just freshen up before next week. I think we'll get together on, I think it's Friday night, and watch the semi as a team and look at who we're playing, and yeah, just have a quiet dinner together and we'll get together and then just build into next week.
Yeah, that'll be nervous time watching the Rabbitohs and Manly, no doubt at all. Hey, Bailey, thanks for joining us on Sports Day. Good luck tonight too. I guess you've got to be in the running for Rookie of the Year along with a few others, but good luck with that tonight, mate. Hope it goes well at the Raiders Mal Meninga Medal Night.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on.